showtime, folks.
Cocaine, John G. Monty Rudolph behind the dial. I keep telling him that lifestyle's gonna end up dead. You're gonna end up dead because of that lifestyle one of these days, G. Monty. I keep telling you that. Nope. You keep doing you. Hookers and cocaine it is, every weekend.
Put the key down, you animal.
Did you hear about that guy? It was somebody posted, I think, on the TMA fan pin, some story about some guy who went to Mexico and he was going to buy some drugs. Everybody.
Matt Berger has a story straight from January of 2016 for us.
Is that how old that story is?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
It is incredibly dated.
Okay.
The guy goes to Mexico to kill himself, ends up doing coke and strippers, and comes back and doesn't kill himself.
And decides he wants to live. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
A good story. A little dated, but a good story nonetheless.
I had no idea it was dated. I have no idea how that guy's liver's functioning, though. Considering, like, in that story, he said it was nothing but cocaine and Viagra and tequila. That's going to be hard on the liver. So he may not be with us right now. And that's the path you're heading down, Giamatti, if you don't find the error of your ways. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 show, add @Matt_Berger, add @Rock590, and at @JohnRudolph22. Joining us at 620 will be Brian Walton, writer and operator for thecardinalnation.com. At 640, Jeff Gordon from STLtoday.com. And then at 7 o'clock, we go international for the first time as Byron James from the Fuzz NBA out of Australia. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. Quite the interesting sports weekend in St. Louis. The Cardinals, not so much. Friday, a loss to the Pirates. Saturday, a loss to the Pirates. Last night, they managed to salvage a win to a team that's beneath them, believe it or not, in the NL Central standings. Friday was interesting, though. I can't wait to talk to Gordo about Friday because I have never seen a GM have a fan base so thrilled and so pissed off like within 30, 45 minutes of transactions that happened. It was pretty amazing. Everybody excited. Ding dong, the Finn got traded. Everybody excited and happy. And next thing you know, Ryan Reeves gets traded, and there goes the end of that. The NBA awards ceremony will be tonight, so we will know finally who's going to be the league MVP. I mean, right at this point, does anybody really even care?
That was the weirdest timing on why
they
saved their awards to this point. I have no reasonable explanation.
It almost seems like a buzzkill, doesn't it? After
the NHL didn't beat them by much in getting their awards out right before the draft, but they at least beat them by a day. The NBA is completely behind. I don't know how the NBA schedules things. You do your draft, then you award the awards from the previous season, and then you have free agency. It is the screwiest calendar in the world. I'm not complaining, gives us content, but it's the screwiest calendar in the world.
Well, okay, like tonight, is anybody really that excited about who wins what?
Oh, I haven't forgotten the debates we had a month ago.
Oh, I haven't forgotten them either.
A month ago?
Like, okay, let's say that James
Harden.
Let's say James Harden does win MVP. I mean, am I going to be that angry about it that it doesn't go to Westbrook? Probably not, because now I kind of don't care.
Let's get you all worked up again, Matt Berger. Let's talk about what Russell Westbrook does not deserve the MVP.
Well, you know, someone who always does get us worked up is Mr. 99.9%. He joins us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about you, gentlemen?
Good. How was your weekend?
Oh, pretty good. How about yours?
Oh, you know, it wasn't bad. You know, highs and lows. Strikes and gutters. Right, yeah. Strikes and gutters, as the dude would say.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this new league that Ice Cube and AI got.
Great
I think
topic,
your girl, Amy Thrash, she's a GM
yeah, the
or something
three.
Like that.
Yeah,
she's the CEO.
She's the CEO of it, and I was going to go out to New York this past weekend, and Amy invited me out. I just couldn't swing it. I had a family obligation I couldn't not get out of. So, unfortunately,
okay.
I was not able to go. Amy's like, hey, I could give you, you know, media credentials. So, I would finally get to meet her. I'd probably be able to get to meet Ice Cube and
right,
a bunch of other a bunch of the other players that are going to be in the big three. So, I missed out on a
right.
pretty good opportunity.
And for the St. Louis area not to have this tournament coming to this town, man, it's a disgrace.
And
man.
It is kind of
confusing. You know, that's why I said,
it's strange,
I said,
too, considering
the NBA
that.
The NBA will never come here. That's why I always tell the government used to always call and say about the NBA. I said, Dermot, don't hold your breath, man. This town is never getting we can't even get a 3-on-3 tournament. Could you imagine people that we have down there to come to see these greats, man, these legends play this game, man?
And Larry
it's
Hughes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And you would have Larry,
you know?
You would have Larry Hughes to market it, too, so. I don't
right.
I don't
exactly.
understand that either. I mean, they're going to Lexington, Kentucky. They're going to a couple other small places. Now, you already had two players get injured, and that's going to be like the big concern about this this Big Three basketball league. Yeah, it is older NBA players, and they're going to maybe try to play the way that they used to. The body's not the same, so maybe you're going to see a couple more injuries like you did last night. I know Jason Williams, I know he got injured. It was supposed to be there was another player that got injured, too. I can't remember who it was, but you're going to see that happen now with the big three. But I'm with you, Mark. I mean, if the St. Louis can't get in on this, I don't know what they're going to do if they ever have a chance of getting the NBA.
Right. I said that's why I said the NBA never come here, man. We can't get a tournament like this with you know former greats that played the game because he didn't stop here. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, wow, Lexington, Kentucky get it, and St. Louis can't get it. That's unbelievable. You know. So I would like to. I would really mind, wouldn't mind going down there seeing some of those guys, man. Could you imagine getting some of the autographs of those former players? I know one of the coaches is Peyton, isn't Gary Peyton? And is
Gary
one
Payton's
of the coaches?
One of the coaches, yeah. Chauncey Billups is one of the coaches too. If he doesn't take that GM,
okay.
If he doesn't take the GM job in Cleveland, and I mean these guys, they can still play. They're not at you know they're not NBA players anymore, but they can still play
right.
ball. So yeah, I'm
yeah.
with you. I think they'd still be fun to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Corey McGetty was the other one.
Corey McGetty, that's it. Yeah, that was the other player that got. Every time I see Corey McGetty, I'm always surprised that, oh, yeah, he went to Duke because he does not seem like the prototypical Duke player because he's all tatted
also,
up.
Also, Corey McGetty's one of the random guys who's like, wait, he scored 17 points per game one year in the NBA? What
Corey
the hell?
Corey McGetty was a
good
player.
Used to put up numbers for a little bit, like
yeah.
2 or 3 year period. There.
I don't know why he couldn't stick with the team, though. That was so strange.
Because he wasn't that good, that's why.
I mean, he was good enough, though.
Every once in a while, an NBA player slips around and scores 15 points a game. Doesn't mean they're that good.
If Nick Collison can stay on the same franchise for like 15 years, Corey McGetty can stick with at least one.
Just saying. Thad Young's been on like 5 teams for a reason.
You think guys like Shaquille O'Neal will join? Is Reggie Miller in there? I didn't know.
No, I don't think any. I think Iverson's probably the oldest player actually playing,
okay.
And he's only, and like he and he's been talking about how he's going to do a lot more coaching than he is playing this year. He only put himself in for 9 minutes of one of their games yesterday. So I'm pretty sure though, almost all the other guys are a little bit younger than that.
I don't like.
Although I mean, maybe a guy like Shaq, maybe that'd probably be right there in the age range, you know. Heck, I saw a video of him the other day shooting, screwing around shooting three-pointers, and he made a bunch of them.
Oh, who was it,
Chris? Right, I know it.
Chris Mullen, who's the head coach of St. John's. I think I saw him at a practice last year, a year before
yeah,
that.
That's a little bit older than a lot of the other guys out there.
Chris Mullen went out there on the court, and yeah, he just stuck over there, and you know, the three-point line has just kept draining him left and right.
Just
you
like when he was playing.
Yeah, you don't lose that stroke, man. You don't lose it.
Right.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you. Maybe, I'll tell you what, maybe next year, if this league survives and if Amy Trask is still there, maybe I could, mm-hmm. you know, talk to Amy Trask and see who I can, maybe who she needs to talk to in St. Louis to get the tournament here. Maybe I could, have, you know, put her in charge with somebody or put in contact with
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, I guarantee you, man, they're going to draw huge crowds.
Oh,
man.
I think so, too.
I guarantee you, man. Yeah, just, you know, it'll just be something, like I said, to just go down there and see some of those guys, you know, just see them play, you know.
And I understand, like, if they're nervous about it not being able to sell the arena, okay, I get it. But come on, they could sell at Chaffetz.
Right. I know it. Easy,
I know,
man.
They can sell out Chavis.
No problem.
I know.
And the interesting thing here, I hadn't seen this until just now, Matt. Did you know how these guys are getting paid in this league?
No.
This is crazy. This is genius right here. Apparently, and this is how they're going to keep the games competitive, players are vying for a revenue share based on the final league standings. So if you're the top team in the league, you get a bigger percentage of the revenue share. That I love that. That's actually how they break up the money in European soccer leagues,
okay,
where depending on where you finish in the league standings, that's how much of the league buy that you get allocated, that you get a percentage. That's a good way, especially when you've got older players. That's a good way to keep this competitive. Everything about this league I like. There's not a single thing about this I can't get behind.
It's got a great combination of older players and younger players. So you have Dr. J, you have, you know, like you said, Allen Iverson. It's a lot of fun. Like you said, Mark, it's a shame that it's not here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. All right, you guys have a good evening.
You too, Mark. Take care.
All right.
We have a text coming in from the 314. The majority of the Blues fans I've talked to in the last day or two are all happy with both moves. Great deals. You can say that even if you like Reeves. No, I agree with both the moves. I'm just saying that when people found out that Ryan Reeves was traded, there were a lot of upset Blues fans.
I don't understand those Blues fans. Those Blues
I don't
fans
either.
Crazy.
I mean, like, look, Ryan Reeves was without question a fan favorite, so I understand that, but come on. When you're looking at it just from a pure hockey standpoint, it's a fantastic move. Doug Armstrong won a lot of people back this past weekend.
So he was definitely my favorite player, but like you said, from a business perspective, it makes total sense.
Absolutely, it makes total sense.
I'm sad to see him go, though.
I am, too. He was a great player, great for the community. He was a lot of fun to watch. Now, the thing I find funny is when people were saying, well, who's going to protect Tarasenko? Who's going to protect Tarasenko? I was like, Tarasenko's like 6'1" and 200 pounds. I think he's
more like 230 pounds.
He can kind of like take care of himself. And is that kind of hockey style? Hockey's even being played anymore in the NHL, where you got to have the goon to go out there and protect the star?
Not at all. There's
that seems like something you see in the
80s. I would probably say maybe a third, maybe half of the teams in the leagues right now have a guy on their fourth line who's kind of designated that way. But, I mean, even a guy like Ryan Reeves, I mean, he had like 6 fights last year, so it's something that's going down a lot.
I'm sure you heard about the story about this guy at Mizzou at Columbia who drove his car on the court.
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued by this just because I'm remembering the layout back there, because obviously being in the media, I went back into the area that he got into it from, and I'm just kind of confused how he got his car up on the loading docks. I thought the loading docks were like 5 feet up off the ground. So I don't know if there was like a ramp there, like from before. I don't know how exactly he did this. I get the general gist of it all, but there's certain little parts that I really want him to spell out to us so that we can see them,
okay, like
maybe
one,
animated for us.
Well, like number one, how drunk were you?
I don't care about that stuff as much.
Number two,
I'm aware that you're drunk. I don't care how drunk you are.
How did you get the car in the Mizzou Arena?
Yes. Yes, yes.
And, I mean, like, what made you decide, yeah, this is what I want to do? Cause, I mean, they said he's a former employee, that he hasn't worked there since February. So, I mean, why now? Why are you disgruntled about it now? It seems kind of strange that this is going to be the time where you're going to be the most upset about it and saying yes.
Probably been disgruntled, but it's summer now. Not a lot of people on campus. Maybe he thought, in his drunken way, I can get away with it this way. Let's
quickly head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Baby O joins us. Good evening, Baby O. How are you, sir?
All right. Loving that music. Let it play. Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
You know, I'm thinking this Mizzou employee, I'm thinking that since they released him in February, he might have been trying to take some kind of legal action, and he probably found out today or recently that whatever action he took is not going through, and all this animosity has been built up over a couple of months, and it may have, some alcohol may have had a role in this also.
Maybe just a drop or two.
Yeah, that's a drop. Yeah, a bottle or two. I mean, that's just my theory. Cause like you said, in February, that's several months ago. So.
And the strange thing is that he turned himself in, too. It sounds like no one had any idea it was him.
I think he was.
He turned himself in.
Obviously, he was incredibly intoxicated. And yeah, part of me thinks this, he's like, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people there. I mean, this is definitely the best time of the year for nobody to be in Mizzou Arena, let alone up and around the athletic areas in the first place. I mean, on campus, people will be there, especially maybe athletes, once you get into July and stuff like that. But right now, late June, it's dead, especially up on the athletic areas.
Oh, yeah, almost definitely. You know, this is a good time where you guys need to get that drop from Kevin Harlan when he says the guy is drunk.
The guy is drunk.
It turns out that was a 16-year-old kid that was doing that. So at the time,
that ran onto the field.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't mean he wasn't drunk.
Yeah, that's true too.
The guy is drunk.
There we go.
Hey, who was to say 16-year-olds don't get drunk?
Oh, what was it? That dog of a game, that Monday night game between the
Kevin Harlan's
Niners and the Rams. I don't know if you heard about this. I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit later. We'll get into more depth of it later, baby-o. But the Rams, they are not going to sell as many tickets this year as they had in years or as they did last year because they're talking about how it was such a rotten fan experience last year, and it was. I mean, I'm still friends with a lot of Rams fans on Twitter, and they were complaining about how long the lines were to go to the bathroom or to get a bottle of water, and people were passing out, stuff like that. So now they are not going to sell 90,000 or 100,000 tickets. They're only going to sell around 70,000 to 80,000 tickets for games.
Wait. I'm sorry. Are you trying to tell me that the Rams are trying to tell me that they actually had 90,000 one time last year?
They did probably for the opener, maybe the second or third home game, yeah. But until they started losing.
Not buying it!
Until they started losing, then people quit going.
Still not bad, but let's face it. We had a bad fan experience since 2004. So the hell with them.
Well, and here's the thing that I don't understand, too. It's like, okay, USC, don't they normally pack that place? So how come USC doesn't have this problem? It's only the Rams' problem.
Exactly. And that's why today, Berger, we're going to play a little game with that Rams story throughout the show. I mean, we're going to open this all to callers. And heck, baby, if you have one that comes in off the top of your head, as I mentioned our little game, you can be our first contestant. We're going to play a game again. If you want to call in, text in 855-282-8255. We're going to talk about things as transparent as the Rams BS on this one. Things as transparent as the Rams BS on this one. My first addition into this game, I'm gonna jump it off right here. I made a list. My first one's going to be things as transparent as the Rams BS here. Donald Trump's tennis shorts. All right, that's going to be my first one.
That's right.
That's what we're looking for. Things like Donald Trump's tennis shorts. If you saw that picture, yes, it was frightening.
Yeah,
and much like this Rams BS, it was very easy to see through. Baby O, do you have one before you go?
Donald Trump being a good president.
There's another one. Thanks, baby-o.
This may be too easy. But, maybe we should limit the president because I think everything else might be related to the president.
That's true. You're right. We'll get that out there.
Giamatti just saw the picture of Trump's panty line through his.
You like
his,
that one, don't you?
Tennis
yeah.
Shorts. He may never recover. Go ahead, quickly, baby-o.
You know something? I just got through eating. You guys, I didn't see it, but you're painting a picture that I really don't want to experience.
You really don't
want. But it's funny that you were talking about Ryan Reeves, and he was a good player here. But how many times did he play on the same line with Tarasenko?
Not. I mean, maybe accidentally because they gave Tarasenko a lot of ice time, and that's the way the switch turned out. In other words, not in a planned situation ever.
I'm thinking about that one person who said who's going to be around, who's going to be able to protect Tarasenko. I don't remember Reeves and Tarasenko play on the same line together.
Well, it's not that. It's that, when Tarasenko comes off after somebody sends a dirty hit, you wait for the timing, you send the fourth line out there, and then Reeves goes and kills somebody.
But you know what? I'm still waiting for somebody to take care of Joe Thornton with Perron. So.
Well, according to Nick Hand, Joe Thornton may be joining the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, that's all we need, another AARP member. But, did you hear Reeves' comments, though? He was saying how much he's going to miss St. Louis, but I think his last line was, but I am going to Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah.
He basically was saying, it can't be all bad. He's getting traded to the two-time Stanley Cup champion. So, he may be added to my list of former Blues players. They get traded to a Stanley Cup winner.
Could very.
Of course, he won't be a factor in it. But it just seems like the fact when people leave St. Louis, all of a sudden, they manage to end up on Stanley Cup winners.
You're right about that. Baby O, we got to go. We got to get to Brian Walton of CardinalNation.com. Hold up. What's up?
Before Baby O hangs up, you can grab him. But before you hang up, Baby O, I have one more entrance into my own little game. Things as transparent as the Rams BS, the NRA, whenever a black gun owner gets shot by the cops. And that's that. All right.
Man, Rocky O coming out swinging.
We can do that for us. Take a whole other show on that one, but I agree.
Baby O, have a great night, sir.
Take care, guys.
I wrote down a bunch of them. Baby O called. I had to get the Donald Trump and the NRA one out of there.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.